I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We heard this morning. So Boomer Esiason in the CBS Radio Sports Minute, 5:54 this morning. We hear this and our ears perked up immediately at a gross, irresponsible omission on the half of Norman Boomer Esiason.
Offensive linemen are the Rodney Dangerfields of pro football, folks. They get no respect. Nobody notices when they pass, protect, or run block. I myself was spoiled by the greatest of all time. That would be Hall of Fame left tackle Anthony Munoz. But after 2 weeks, sacks are up and scoring is down. So why is the offensive line play so poor these days? Well, there are a number of reasons. Since no unit on a football team requires as much communication and cohesion, the lack of practice time is obviously a major issue. What's more, the popularity of college spread offenses keeps linemen from learning proper NFL techniques. Finally, today, speedy, flexible quarterback hunting defensive ends and outside linebackers are far superior athletically. That said, here are my top five offensive lines in the NFL. Tennessee, Philadelphia, Green Bay when healthy, Oakland, and believe it or not, Cleveland. Dare I leave out Dallas? I did. I'm Boomer Esiason.
So we clearly don't drug test at CBS Radio.
You dared. Well, they can't afford to lose all of that show.
Oh,
they just lost half of it.
Easy,
they
can't send Boomer anyway. Easy.
So... are we taking the bait on this one? Is he just baiting us? Is he just trolling us?
No. He's not trolling. He's falling into the trap that many fall into, is that they make these sweeping generalizations about the league after 2 weeks.
It's not trolling. It's stupid, but he is sincere.
He's sincere. Now, if you want to make the case that after 2 weeks of the NFL season, the Cowboys offensive line hasn't played like a top five offensive line, that's fine. That doesn't mean that they aren't a top five offensive line. I'm sorry, you don't change how great you are after 2 weeks. It takes like a full year to decide that. You don't become, you know, these people who put Matt Ryan as like the third best quarterback in the NFL when he was like, they had him at like 10th the year before. No, he's not like the third or fourth best quarterback in the NFL. Now, give him another year or two, I could put him there. But you can't just change things around because a team played poorly on the line for two games. It doesn't work that way. It's so frustrating. Mm.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that a line... Is there any other line in the league? I guess it was the Raiders last year that had three Pro Bowlers on their offensive line.
The Raiders have a great line. The Cowboys have a great line. Look, the Browns have a really good line.
The Browns do. They signed the guard, Zeitler, whatever his name is.
Yeah, they still got Joe Thomas.
Right? They still got Joe Thomas.
It's a good line. It's a terrific line. It's a terrific line. It is. Miami has a good line. They have the same formula the Cowboys have. It doesn't change. Like, those are your best lines. Just take... You should only judge how good someone or something is... Which one you taking? You get the choice of anyone in the league. Which one you taking? If you're taking the Cowboys, then they are then they certainly have to be in your top five.
Here's the thing: Boomer Esiason keeps making claims like that, in which he doesn't put the Dallas Cowboys in the top five regarding their offensive line. He'll be punished, and it may be by walking the plank.
Oh, that's called a segue! Yes. Oh, what a segue!
Right. Yes, I succeeded.
All right, so we love doing national days here at 105.3 The Fan, and we have a couple of those coming up in what's trending in DFW later on this morning at 8:20. But let's talk about the national day that was celebrated yesterday. Yesterday was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr, matey.
Which actually took us back to what happened last year, in which Roy White went to a drive-thru at Krispy Kreme, talked like a pirate, and became G-Bag of the Day for four in a row?
Five times.
You were five times.
Five times. Was entered into the G-Bag of the Year competition. I don't believe I won it.
No, I don't think you did, but you won all of our hearts and minds over that accomplishment. So, with yesterday being Talk Like a Pirate Day, you once again went out and once again went back to Krispy Kreme. Now, when you were in the drive-thru yesterday at Krispy Kreme for Talk Like a Pirate Day, Did you get in character? Are you dressed?
I was not dressed. Unfortunately, I went straight from the studio.
Okay.
So I did not. I was not able to pick up an eye patch. I was not able to grab a peg leg. But I was going there in hopes that they were doing the exact same promotion they did a year ago. A year ago, if you talked like a pirate in the Krispy Kreme drive-thru, you would get a free glazed donut.
Oh, and, come on now.
That's and that great. sounded like a great thing that I could get in on. So this year, unfortunately, I missed it last year by a day. I was a day late, and they told me so. It was very disappointing. I still had to do the pirate bit, but I was happy to do that because I knew a year later, all right, I'll make sure I mark it down on my calendar, September 19th, I will be there again, and I will claim what is rightfully mine.
And that is what you did yesterday. You went through the drive-thru, the rough waters of the drive-thru, of one Krispy Kreme to celebrate once again Talking Like a Pirate Day.
Land ho and ahoy, matey! Tis I, Captain Roy, and I've come to claim my forgotten treasure. Arr!
Polly, want a donut?
Oh, the parrot.
How many glazed donuts?
We've been sailing the high seas of the waves of the Trinity River. My crew and I, we've survived for the last 3 months on nothing but barnacles and salt water. And now we've come to claim that sprinkled delicious treasure.
As you know, this time I'm sorry, we don't do that.
Ma'am, if I have to tell my crew we sailed all this way for nothing, I'll have a mutiny on my hands. Arr!
Rock? Dead men tell no tales, rock?
Come to the second.
I'll tell you what. Let me get a dozen donuts, please. Six cream filled and six chocolate sprinkled. Rawr. Hoist the sail, lads. Land ho!
Hoist the sail.
She was not having it.
What
happened?
So she asked me to pull up to the drive-thru. She wanted to explain, like, very nicely that, oh, we're not doing the donuts anymore. I'm sorry. I said, that's okay. That's okay. It wasn't really about the donuts for me, but I would like a half a dozen, please, of the cream-filled.
Well, wow. You went six and six. You went a full dozen.
Yeah, I did. Well, I ordered that. She didn't have that ready for me, so I explained to her, look, I'm doing a bit, having a little fun. Would you please still grab me some cream-filled donuts?
Man. That is terrific. I don't know that the Trinity is a saltwater river.
You're catching me there. It's true.
It may be. I mean, once the salt leaves your body after decomposing into the Trinity,
that's true.
That usually happens. Now, we continue with Talk Like a Pirate Day from yesterday.
There's more?
Oh, yes, there is, because Roy had to go to another place. And if you're going to talk like a pirate, at least go to a restaurant that has a pirate theme.
Long John Silver's?
You went to Long John Silver's. Now,
man, someone bring us Long John Silver's this morning. Right
now. Now, they did have a promotion.
Oh, they did?
They were giving away free fried Twinkies to anybody that would show up to Long John Silver's and talk like a pirate.
When I think of Long John Silver's, I think Twinkies.
Now, when I went to Krispy Kreme, I had to go through the drive-thru, but in this case, I had my young son with me, my four-month-old, in the back seat.
No.
I did not feel comfortable going through the drive-thru, so I decided to step into the building.
Oh, no.
As I step into the Long John Silver's there in Lewisville, right off of Round Grove Road.
Hang on a second. How many people were in line and in there?
Okay. You wouldn't have thought it, right? I thought when I walk in, I'll be like, there's maybe two or three people in here. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There were like 13 people in there sitting down and eating.
In front of
So this is how that audio went. As Troy, I'll let you set it up from here.
Oh, I think you've already set it up. Roy White, Long John Silver's, Talk Like a Pirate Day, with his infant son in tow.
Ahoy, ye landlubbers, swashbucklers, and scallywags! Tis I, Captain Roy, and I've come to claim the treasure chest full of gold and fried Twinkies. Now tell me, ma'am, do you do for the crew?
They're all gone.
They're all gone already? All my gold is gone already! Arr, you hear that, first mate? They've given it all away. They cut me off at the knees. We'll be given no quarter if you deny me my prize.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well, tell me then, ma'am, what do you have?
Whatever you want.
I would like 9 shrimps, please.
9 shrimps.
They took me treasure. Yarr.
Oh,
that's
Roy.
So good. Wow. I think she liked you, Roy. You
way to go. Please, you didn't have to pay for that, did you?
Laquita was very nice.
You became on a first name basis?
Don't laugh. Well, I checked the customer receipt because she goes afterwards. She said, oh, I should have Facebook Live that. That would have been so fun.
Oh, would have been.
I said, well, guess what? You know, you're going to be on the radio instead.
There you go.
You'll be on the radio. So thank you. Thank you to Laquita.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
There at Long John Silver's in Louisville. I appreciate your service. And guess what? The shrimps were great.
Wait, that was a real order?
Oh, yeah, that was real. Endorsement.
That was real.
The 9 shrimp.
That was real. I want some shrimp.
Right.
And they were awesome.
You gonna get it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.